Now, let's delve deeper into the visual analysis of Market Diptych. Observing the artwork closely, we notice a rich tapestry of visual components. The two panels, while distinct, are interconnected through their themes and the portrayal of their subjects. Starting with the element of line, we see a mix of straight and curved lines throughout the piece. The butcher's relaxed posture creates soft rounded lines, while the more rigid straight lines of the market's structure lend a sense of stability. These lines guide our eyes from one figure to the other, establishing a visual flow that encourages us to compare their experiences. Moving on to shape, we can identify both geometric forms in the backgrounds, perhaps the rectangular shapes of the tables and the circular lights above, and organic shapes in the figures themselves. The arrangement of these shapes creates a dialogue between the two panels, with the figures at the center as the focal points. Next, let's consider color. The dominant reds and oranges on the left evoke warmth and energy, while the blues on the right impart a sense of calmness and professionalism. This contrast not only delineates the roles of each character but also elicits different emotional responses. Have you noticed how certain colors can evoke specific feelings in you while viewing art? Texture is another important element in this piece. The surface quality appears smooth, likely due to the painter's technique. This smoothness enhances the overall vibrancy of the colors, allowing them to resonate and draw the viewer in. The sheen of the fishmonger's gloves and the matte finish of the butcher's apron add layers of detail, making the artwork feel more immersive. When we examine space, we see a thoughtful use of positive and negative areas. The figures are positioned prominently within their respective panels, while the backgrounds remain less detailed, allowing for a focus on the characters themselves. The overlapping elements, such as the hanging meats on the left, create depth and context, grounding the viewer in the market environment. Now, let's shift our focus to the principles of design. The balance within the diptych is asymmetrical, with each panel offering its own weight and presence. This balance reflects the duality of experiences in the market. Each figure has a unique story, yet they are unified in their shared environment. In terms of harmony, there's a sense of unity through the recurring themes of labor and resilience. Q uses color and form to create a cohesive narrative that ties the two figures together, despite their different trades. Contrast plays a significant role as well, particularly through the use of warm and cool colors. This not only contributes to visual interest but also emphasizes the emotional weight of each panel, making us feel the vibrancy of the butcher's world alongside the calm of the fishmonger's. The emphasis in each panel is clear, with the figures drawing our attention immediately. The butcher's contemplative pose contrasts with the fishmonger's active stance, inviting us to consider the differing emotions tied to their trades. Movement is created through the arrangement of elements, with implied lines that lead us from the butcher to the fishmonger. This encourages the viewer's eye to traverse the entire diptych, fostering a sense of connection between the two. Finally, looking at scale and proportion, we see that Q has maintained a sense of realism in the depiction of the figures. Their proportions are accurate, which grounds the work in reality, making their experiences relatable. In conclusion, Market Diptych is a powerful exploration of community and resilience. The interplay of elements and principles reveals Q's intent to highlight the essential roles of these market figures while inviting viewers to reflect on their own connections to the world around them. The overall impact of the artwork encourages us to engage in dialogue about everyday life, especially during times of challenge and change.